USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is over.
I'm excited that the government will be reopening. I think it's about time.
Let's go back to work on Monday. I can't wait.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The shutdown ends. 800,000 federal workers will get their paycheck. Millions of Americans who depend on federal government services will be getting those services once again.
It's a deal that the president had said he wouldn't make, but he did extract one promise from it. Congressional leaders will now spend the next 3 weeks negotiating a border security package.
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Workers with a Brazilian mining company were eating lunch when a dam that held back waste collapsed, burying the restaurant and the surrounding community in a reddish-brown sludge. It killed at least 7 people, and almost 200 people are still missing. Is your workplace making you fatter? Pizzas ordered for a lunch meeting or cake for a colleague's birthday can pack on the calories. According to a study in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, munchies provided by or purchased at work need to better align with healthy food guidelines and avoid high sodium or refined grains. Researchers tell MarketWatch that 150 Americans spend most of their waking hours on the job and might be prone to stress eating. Of course, coffee is the item most consumed at the office, followed by regular soft drinks and sandwiches. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A special envoy is named to handle the situation in Venezuela. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is backing the leader of Venezuela's parliament to serve as president, while calling for Nicolas Maduro to step down.
We hope to work with them to achieve this end, that we can ultimately have a free and fair election in Venezuela where the voices of the Venezuelan people, who under the Maduro regime have been starved, enormous medical and humanitarian situation.
Pompeo was named veteran GOP diplomat Elliot Abrams to be the U.S. point person on Venezuela. He served in various State Department roles during the Reagan and George W. Bush administrations, but is well known for being convicted of withholding information from Congress about the infamous Iran-Contra affair. He was later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush.
Senator Marco Rubio has issued a warning that Russia is a major political ally of Venezuela and that Moscow has plans to establish a military presence there. John Clemens reports.
The Republican senator from Florida reports Vladimir Putin has pledged his support of Maduro's regime in Caracas.
The enormous majority of Americans do not want Vladimir's military anywhere in our hemisphere. And that's precisely what will happen if Maduro remains in power. That alone is a national security threat to the United States.
The embattled government of Nicolas Maduro has won support from its armed forces as Russia has issued a warning to the U.S. not to intervene in what has been called an attempted coup. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.